We're back. Hi.
Hey.
Welcome Hi. To the shit show. The world famous shit show. God, that was quite a break we took.
It was.
Like 4, 5, 6 months.
We whatever. Were busy. I was busy.
It wasn't that long.
It's been a while.
Like April.
April might as well have been, you know, the 80s.
I mean, we were in a different room.
We're now back in the front room.
Apropos. So,
front room studio. We just did. Okay. So we don't need to go through everything that you missed in our lives since the last time we did one of these goddamn things.
Well, but I will fold this list up. Thank you very much.
Sue got a new job.
What?
And Spencer got COVID. Whoever wants to go first, go first.
Take it away, Sue.
Really? Yeah. Well, my new job is...
Oh, you want to end with your... Okay, fine. Oh, no, go ahead.
All right, my new job is the Lost and Found Coordinator, which I like to call Finders Keepers. Like, why not, right?
She's already writing more comedy, folks.
So you coordinate how people lose and find things.
Mostly just the finding.
Okay.
I coordinate. Well, yeah, that's true. There is some coordination.
It'd be
there.
Weird if you coordinated how they lost it.
Yeah.
Like a weird Home Alone.
Well, I can pretty much dictate how people lose things because they have this thing they call the airport brain, where you step out of your normal brain processing system and you jump into this other body where you are using pockets you've never used before. You tuck your license in a pocket that
you eat shit at times you would never eat it at.
I'm just talking about,
you know, like you start eating like McDonald's and Burger King at like 5 a.m. You're like, whatever, it's breakfast, right?
I'm disciplined.
Really?
I don't do that either.
I am a disciplined
traveler. Drink hard alcohol at 7:30.
Yeah, it's weird.
Fucking puddle jumper from Boston to Philly. Like,
everyone's like, I get a Bloody Mary. I'm like, what?
A $20 Bloody Mary. No, but you're asked to do things that you're not really ever prepared to do. Like, unless you travel every day for like
do you need to be prepared to take your shoes off?
Take off your belt, and then put some of your small electronic devices into a separate container, which mostly somebody else is going to take. You're going to forget it's in that separate container. If you leave it in your bag, they're going to pull it out, separate it from all your other stuff, and you have to kind of figure out which...
I think it's not so much the tasks, though. It's the pressure that's put on you.
And then
you got everybody else behind you in the line is enraged that they have to now go through this.
Right.
Same as you.
Right.
But you're under this pressure to not be the asshole holding everybody up.
Yeah. Right.
And there's also one TSA agent who's a sociopath and enjoys watching people do the panic put back together when they have to put your stuff back together. Yeah. You get your belt. He's just sitting there. He's just going. Look at him.
He can't
even find his belt.
I flew to New York and then from New York to Florida and then from Florida back here. And I don't remember which one it was. I think it might have been going to New York. One of them. One of the flights, guys. And I had my passport card. You know, you get your passport renewed and then you for like $30, you get the passport card that you just keep in your wallet.
Oh, no.
Because I don't have a real ID yet.
Like I don't either.
You have till May 2023 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I have my passport card.
Right.
Like, what do you need it for?
You don't need it.
You don't.
You specifically do not need it. I don't have either. I don't have a passport.
But where are you going?
Nowhere.
All right.
Yeah, but you have a couple years to get there. Yeah. Reality. I've been helping people get them. It's not that hard.
You just do it all, don't you?
So I have my passport card.
Well, and these are elderly people.
So with my passport card, I go through security. I stand in the little like... Fifth Element, like body scan.
Right, right. Where everyone looks at your genitals.
Yeah, where you're doing the A in YMCA. And I have my passport card. So I've heard multiple times, keep your ID on you. Even when you're going through the thing. Because the first fucking thing they ask you at the airport is, have your belongings been in your sight since you left your house? And then you're going to put your only fucking form of ID on this conveyor belt that's going into a tunnel out of your line of sight and then walking through a thing with your pants falling off and no fucking shoes on. I'm going to hold on to my ID. I'll take my goddamn chances.
Yeah. So, it would be better if they put like Benny Hill music on when you did this.
Hands up, and then your pants start falling down. And you go to pull your pants back up, and you hands up.
Yeah.
And you can put your hands back up. Keep your pants on. Right.
Well, you don't. That was the now, Three Stooges. But now you don't need your ID past security. So you don't need it to get on a plane anymore.
Yeah, I throw mine away.
At security.
Yeah.
And who knows? The rules have changed.
They did change.
They change everywhere, too.
Because I hear this
all the same
every day. People are like, I was holding on to my ID because I thought I needed to get on the plane.
Oh, you mean I'm not the only one? I'm not the only insane person who held on to his ID?
Well.
So the TSA agent at the business end of the little body scanner thing stops me and he's like, whoa, 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 what's in your hands? And I'm like, kind of just like, this seems natural to me. And then if he had a gun, he'd have like one hand just kind of.
They don't have weapons.
Resting. If he had a gun, have it just like ready to go, you know?
He was in the like position. Ready to go.
Yeah.
He was like.
Right? It's like when you're watching Cops, like the old show Cops, it wasn't around. See a little suspicious that like your hands disappear. They just reach. They don't necessarily draw it. They just, you know, hand over it. He would have been doing that if he had a gun.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, what this? Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. What's that in your hand? I'm like, surely you've fucking seen one of these before. You work in TSA. And it's one of the very few, acceptable forms of identification at an airport.
Yeah.
Got me heaps of fucking frustration for having my passport card on me when I went through the body
scanner. Just need to go away. They really
do. The TSA?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like everyone who works with the TSA is like on layaway to get a job at the DMV. Or like they swap out. Like right. They got to take shit.
Today the police was saying they have no room for them. Out of how many? So there's two security gates at the small airport I work for. And...
I love how we're dancing around what airport it is. Right. We're not going to say the name of the airport, but it's somewhere in...
Don't say it. Yeah. And how many TSA agents do you think work at this very small, very small airport?
Probably too many. I would guess too many.
Well, I've been through the security at this particular airport. I've been through security at a lot of small airports. There's got to be 15 fucking blue shirts at the security at this airport.
Guess how many people are hired to work there?
How many? 100. I don't know.
300.
Oh, okay. Just 300?
TSA agents?
Yes.
Lord.
How many Way flights? How many flights go out of this airport? That'd be like
40.
Could you imagine a mall with like three stores in it and fucking 300 security guards rolling around the mall?
All on Segways. Just
at a certain point, like you don't even feel like, oh my god, I feel so safe in this airport.
You know, it's an illusion.
It's like, what the fuck is going on here that they need 300 TSA officers?
And they used to have them walking around, and the police were like, no. And they had, they would detain people.
Because what could go wrong when you have people already on edge go even more on edge by having
and
officials walk around?
They're seriously one level higher than the post office.
Well, so they have that.
So wait, there's 300 TSA agents and cops there.
And a security team.
Lord,
what? Do you know who showed up today?
No.
The SWAT team?
Well. Did
other law enforcement just come to bully the TSA agents?
Yeah, they just came by.
Good. Fuck them.
And my job is under security.
You want to hold my gun, kid?
you ever seen one of these?
They have them strapped to their legs.
Right, the SWATs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The SWATs officers.
And they can't really walk straight. They have this like...
Well, because of their huge balls.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's not the weapon that's strapped.
No, it's the gigantic balls being on the SWAT team. Of course,
it's not necessarily the best for tactical situations, but it is impressive.
How tactical do you need? All right, like at an airport, there's like one in a billion situations where like, oh, we need to be like, what was it? Call of Duty. There is a Call of Duty game where, like, the first level is you're on, like, this team of terrorists and you go shoot the shit out of an airport.
It's horrifying. That is terrible. Wow.
And it was just, it was, like, as, like, one of the newer Xboxes came out. So it was the best graphics anyone had ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
still no TSA agents to be seen in that level.
Not a fucking one. 300 employed. Not one.
Yeah, the cheat code is they're all in the bathroom in one stall together.
Yeah. Well, there were a few at the like metal detectors, but you blow them away first. Everybody knows that. Guess who shows up to fight the real crime? The SWAT team.
Yeah.
Not the TSA.
They're not armed.
If you were, let's say some shit went down like before you go through security. And TSA is obviously there, but then the cops have to show up because you're still like on like domestic, like local terrain. Who would you listen to? Like, you're just like a bystander. Would you listen to TSA because you're in the airport, or would you listen to the cops because they're like actual law enforcement?
Probably
because they're like real people.
Probably the cops.
Yeah, I would probably go cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, listening to the TSA is like the equivalent of listening to the hall monitor in elementary school, and then like a real teacher with authority comes up and like, Rebecca, no, we talked about this.
Right, yeah.
You can't yell at other kids.
You're late. Go stick your head in the toilet. Right. No, well, you can't tell them to do that.
But I said to them in the meeting, so they call a meeting, and now I know why five of them showed up for the meeting. Because they
for the free cupcakes?
Because they travel in groups. You know, it's weird.
Oh.
And so I went through their policy and I'm like, there's a lot of redundancy here. Are you looking to run a more efficient department?
Is it an airport? There's a lot of redundancy here. I see 300 fucking names on this list.
Roster.
And I see five of you.
Yeah.
So they were open to hearing my suggestions.
Fire them? Get rid of the TSA.
No, I was just telling them, you know, they create a log of items that they find, and then they, from that log, they create another little form that says what they found that's already on the log. I'm like, why are you writing this twice? I can see what it is. Like,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy there, new lady. Come in here.
You're what they call a rabble rouser.
You come in here finding things that people lose. And you think you've got enough stones to tell us how many times we got to report this stuff? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what we find? You know what we find here in the TSA? You know what we find? We find things that look like bombs, okay? And we pull them off the line, and then we find out it's like a curling iron or something.
They haven't found one.
That's what we find, okay?
I've thrown away six bottles of shampoo today, okay? Saving lives, making a difference.
Yeah.
They haven't found one.
You know how many bottles of Evian and Poland Spring I got to deal with every day?
This guy came in, he's like, so I'm on my trip back. When I went through here, they pulled the framing gun out of my bag. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I can see that wouldn't be allowed on a
flight. What, do you fly
coast
to coast to do roofing?
Yeah, he was going to fuck? Vegas.
Going to Vegas, that's even more interesting.
I had in my computer bag one time I was flying, when I worked somewhere, I would bring like an apple and peanut butter to work with me, and I'd also bring like a butter knife. And this particular time I had a butter knife in my laptop bag, and you would have thought they found Saddam's weapons of mass destruction.
Still looking for those.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What year was this?
This was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like the 9/11 thing, like I think we're kind of over it security wise, right? Like, now we definitely know by now what to look for. And, like, going through airport security is not going to stop the next fucking 9/11. It's just not. Because you know what? We're all watching the TSA all the time every time we go into the airport. Guess who else is, too? Right? It's not going to stop anything.
It's not that hard to get a job working for TSA, either.
Right. Okay. You be the... prospective employee, I'll be the hiring TSA HR rep, okay? So, would you consider yourself a happy person or a miserable person?
No, I graduated high school like 9 years ago, and this is about all I got going for me.
Okay, is there... it almost took a turn. Do you ever have any situations where you don't get along with strangers?
All the time.
Can you start Monday?
Yes.
All right.
I am the most confrontational person I know. I get in arguments looking in the mirror.
I think so. Like, they're not like well-kempt either, like you would expect like a federal employee to be, right? Like when you're a postal worker, they go, look, you can't have any like aggressive facial piercings. You can't have, I don't think you're allowed to have dreadlocks. Like you can't have like anything that's like.
I think they think that that's a lot of hair gel. Okay, I got to slick it back. We'll slick it back today. Going to get some volume
there's
in
there.
There's
moving machines too. Like there's.
Right. Yeah, well, you got the baggage carousel.
You don't need to be fit.
Oh my, I've seen no less than half a dozen 300 plus pound TSA officers.
Yeah. They're not in the best shape.
Well, it's like if you get in trouble, they find something that you don't want them to find in your bag, just run.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a real good shot at outrunning them.
Yeah.
The sandwich agency, TSA.
This sandwich, awesome.
Whoa, found a Diet Pepsi and a meatball sub. Sorry, lady.
I'm going to have to confiscate that.
We got a Cinnabon in there if you get hungry. Well, I'm going to take the sandwich.
Well, it's funny, the guy...
For security reasons.
How much is a Cinnabon? $28.
Yeah.
The guy with the framing gun, again, why he thought he could bring that through. He's like, I don't use it for framing. I use the parts. I'm an engineer. I'm like...
A framing gun?
What?
That's bizarre.
What are the parts in the framing gun that...
Need to go on an airplane?
He's an engineer. But anyway, he's like, yeah, I saw that one of the TSA agents were like, oh, that's a really nice gun. He was eyeing it. But so I said, stuff like that doesn't get back to you. That's like a prohibited item. So those just go into a big...
A prohibited item.
I don't get that. Like, because like a framing gun, you're talking about like a compressor, like nail gun, right? Yeah. That's good. Keep doing that. So what you need to use that
is an air compressor.
Is it a fucking giant air compressor? Yeah. Like even the little, like those little hot dog ones won't get enough gas to the gun. So did he also have like a 33 gallon air compressor in tow
right.
as he was trying to go through the metal detector? Or can somebody use a little bit of fucking common sense and go, this poses very little threat.
It's a tool. No,
what
tools.
Are you going to take the fucking framing staples out? The little brads and flick them at the fucking cockpit door.
I don't know. It is. It's a blunt. You could cause some blunt force trauma with that.
I could do that with half of the items I bring on carry.
Yeah, can you bring a kettlebell? Because I would bring a kettlebell.
If I threw this laptop at your head,
right,
that wouldn't be fucking blunt force.
It's true.
Allowed to bring the laptop, it's just got to go in a little separate little fucking shoe bin.
Yeah, you can beat people with iPads too.
You could beat people with things on the plane.
Yeah.
What? What's the first thing they do when they come around, right? You hit cruising altitude, they come around with that huge cart. What's on the very top and the most easily accessible part of the cart? A giant carafe of burning hot coffee. You think that is more dangerous than an unusable framing hammer?
Or
framing gun?
Well, someone's listening to this and just nodding their head like, yeah,
framing hammer would probably be an issue. So you got caught with a butter knife.
Yes.
5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
I got caught with a corkscrew.
Ooh.
That's a big no-no.
It's like, I'm coming into the cockpit. Coming in. I'm going to unscrew it. Here I come.
So in 2012 or 13, my girlfriend at the time and I and our roommate couple roommates, how do you say it? It was we lived with another couple. The four of us went down to Disney World. This is when I was living in Boston. We go down to Disney World and we're there for like four and a half days. So we do all the parks and all that, right? The last day we have like several hours before the flight, but not enough to do like Magic Kingdom. So we go to Disney Quest, and I think we went to the Magic Kingdom first thing in the morning just to like kind of catch up, finish up whatever we hadn't gotten to. Went to Disney Quest, but we had to send our bags ahead to the airport on like the Disney coach, whatever fucking thing, so that they're already on the plane. We don't have to worry about baggage anymore. I figure It's fucking 92 degrees with like 98% humidity.
It's a good guess.
Right?
Yeah.
I need to powder up.
Absolutely.
So the entire vacation, I had been like, first thing in the morning, you wake up, you dump a little on your hand, you dust up the boys, and then you go out walking. I would bring a little bit with me in a Ziploc bag in case I needed to reapply, right? So I bring a little bit with me because the rest of my luggage is going on ahead. I have a Ziploc, like a sandwich-sized Ziploc bag full of baby powder to talc up halfway through the day. Again, 98% humidity. We finish Magic Kingdom.
And
I dust up, right?
Florida. In Central Florida. Florida.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it was Miami, right? So we get to, we wrap the day up. We get to airport security at Orlando Airport to fly back to Boston. And my girlfriend goes through, and then I go through, and they're like, I'm wearing cargo shorts, and it's in one of the cargo pockets. And I go through, and they're like, are your pockets empty? I'm like, yeah. No, I took my wallet out. Like, I took my phone.
What if you answer
whatever.
That wrong? Like,
right? Like, I'm like, yeah. He's like, walk back through. He's like, is there something in that pocket? And I reach into my pocket, and I'm like, oh, this is where I get arrested. Just right here. This is where I spend the rest of my fucking life in prison. So I'm like,
if you'll undo my pants, you'll see that there's ball. My balls are dry. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, you know,
I can prove it.
You know, when you reach into like your pocket and like you feel like half of a pen or a pen without the cap, and you go, I'm about to witness my own nightmare, right? It was that, but in like federal like crime form. So I'm like, well, might as well be real. What am I going to be like? Hey, you want some and don't tell anyone? Right. So I'm like, it was a cool dude, like tall black dude. I'm like, hey, so we just spent all day at Disney. We had to send our bags ahead. I'm not used to this humidity and my balls have been killing me the entire time. This is baby powder. I don't expect you to smell it. But I mean, I'll throw it away, whatever you want. He's like, yeah, humidity will get you. And just let me walk right through. I'm like, I never before or since breathed a sigh of relief the way I did when he told me that it's totally acceptable that the humidity is terrorizing my balls. And I could just carry this bag of, you know, unmarked bag of white powder.
When you're a TSA agent in Florida, they warn them about bags of powder coming through.
I was like, I did not even think about this moment right here. It was just like, I got to be able to walk around and my thighs are chafing.
He's like, you know? I know. Hey, I work here.
I got my own bag of powder. Yeah,
he's like, humidity will get you.
I keep my Coke here and I keep my powder here.
And then once I got through security, I just wiped it all over my nose. I'm like, taxi, man. That was a fun one. Okay. Let's take a break. I want to hear about Spencer's COVID, but I think we might split it up into two.
All right.
What do you think? Well, if you're not gonna stick around for Spencer's COVID tale, thanks for joining us. And you know, you can fucking at least hear what the man has to say about this.
Thank you.
But if not, I get it. But thanks for listening to the World Famous Shit Show, and stick with us.
Go take a powder.